What up, what up? It is Alex, the Fantasy Football Hustler, back at you. We got another start and sit episode for you, week 10 edition. Make sure you hit subscribe. We're going to be covering all the games, and I'm recording this early on Wednesday, so let's remember, practice reports haven't even come out for the week, so if you have any questions throughout the week, leave them in as a comment. Let's get down to the first game. And we are starting off with Thursday night football. Boy, do I hate recommending players to play on Thursday. We're starting off with the Bengals here. Bengals are taking on the Ravens. The Ravens have been playing lately. You kind of have to start everybody over here. Joe Burrow and Chase, for sure. They've been so bad against the tight ends that I feel like I got to start Gesicki. I know Drew Sample stole a little bit from him last week, but I feel like Gesicki has to be the guy. We still don't know about Higgins. You got to make sure that you're coming back because it might be a tomorrow decision of him actually starting or sitting. If he plays, I'm leaning on starting him, but I'm super nervous. I'd like to see him get in at least a limited practice or something this week. And Chase Brown, probably the worst matchup out of everybody because the Ravens have been holding down the running backs, but I feel like Chase Brown has been doing so good that I don't want to sit him unless you have three other solid running backs that you can start over him. Don't start Yoshi. I know he could get like a random touchdown, but he could also get you like 1 point for the game too. So I'm going to limit the risk with him. Now let's jump over to the home team side of things. Lamar. Yeah, we're not sitting. Not versus the Bengals when the Bengals have been giving up a nice amount of points to the quarterbacks. Zay Flowers, I'm going to start. Deontay Johnson, I'm pumping the brakes. We're not playing. Same with Rashad Bateman, just not worried about it. Some fluky points may come. I want consistency. Zay Flowers, he's been the consistent one. Also, Derrick Henry. Even though the Bengals are pretty solid against defending the running back, we're not sitting Derrick Henry. Mark Andrews makes me nervous. Could he score a touchdown? Sure. Could he get one catch for 5 yards? Sure. And everywhere in between. So I'm just going to lean on not playing Mark Andrews this week, because at the end of the day, it is a divisional game where it could be somewhat low scoring because these teams know each other very, very well. Thursday night football sucks. Let's hope that it's better this week. All right, the first game on Sunday that we got is the Giants taking on the Panthers, and it is across the pond in Germany. So get your Wiener Schnitzels out. Because this is going to be a barn burner. What an ugly game this is going to be. I'm talking ugly.
Ugly.
Daniel Pesos Jones. If you're super desperate, sure, start him. You got one of the guys on bye who's quarterbacking this week? Sure, start him. It's a great matchup. But I'm super nervous about playing these across the pond games. I already told you, so it's got to be up to you if you're going to start him or not. I will say start him because of the matchup. Tyrone Tracy, I'll say start him because of the matchup. Super nervous, though. Malik Nabers, even though the cornerbacks are like the best players that the Panthers have on defense, I'm still going to say start Nabers. I'm super nervous about starting anyone else, though. Like Darius Slayton, Wandale, those guys are like dart throw flexes to me, and you could throw them in the flex, but also feel like I just want to pass them up for this week and go with somebody else who's not in a Germany game. And Theo Huxtable Johnson. It could be a lot worse. The Panthers have been giving up a ton of points to the tight end. So if you are super, super desperate, like you got a Brock Bowers or something on bye, yeah, Theo Huxtable Johnson will be a solid fill-in for this week for you. Now to the quote-unquote home team, even though they aren't playing in Germany. It is going to be so ugly for the Panthers. The Giants, they defend the tight end very well. They're giving up like the least amount of points. So even though I love Jatavion Sanders, like we're not playing him. They defend the quarterbacks very, very well. So I'm not playing Bryce Young unless I'm extremely desperate. They defend the wide receivers very, very well. The secondary is probably the best part of the Giants defense. So I'm not going to play Leggett, David Moore, and we're not treating our nose to any Coker today either.
I said, God damn.
The only person that I will play with any kind of confidence will be Chuba Hubbard. And this is assuming that Jonathan Brooks does not come back, because if he comes back, there's already going to be some kind of a split. But Chuba, that's the only guy that I will even consider starting from the Panthers this week. Brooks, maybe if he gets activated from IR. As of Wednesday, we haven't heard anything yet. So just make sure you hit that subscribe and pay attention throughout the week for the updates. All right, now to one of the early games happening here on American soil. Who's proud to be an American today? Throw it in the comments. The Bears, they defend every position very, very well. Now, the positions that they defend elite are going to be the quarterbacks and the wide receivers. Quarterbacks and wide receivers, like, do nothing against the Bears. So we're sitting Drake May. The only reason why you would start Drake May is if you are super desperate. That's one. And two, if you believe in his legs, because he does get some work on the ground, and that can keep his floor high, even in a super, super horrible matchup. It's literally the worst matchup that you can have for a quarterback. So just sit him, sit all the wide receivers. The only two people that I will play with any kind of confidence, Ramondre Stevenson, because you have been able to run on the Bears a little bit, and Hunter Henry. You have been able to get a couple points with the tight ends on the Bears. That's literally it. They shut down the quarterbacks and they shut down the wide receivers like nobody's business. So do yourself a favor. Sit everybody here except for Ramondre and Hunter Henry. Now to the home team, the Bears. Oh, yeah. Going up against the Patriots. The only position that the Patriots don't defend very, very well is going to be the running backs. So the only one here that I'm starting with, like, ultimate confidence is going to be DeAndre Swift. And I don't even know what universe I'm in saying that. Caleb, DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Adunze Komet, those I feel are all going to be matchup-based guys, because Patriots are giving up, like, middle-of-the-road points to all of those positions. So if you have Caleb or, I don't know, Drake May, there you go. I would much rather start Caleb because the Bears are just that much better of a matchup in defending the quarterback. So if you have questions about starting any of these guys, throw them in the chat. I'll leave Caleb and DJ Moore as my blind open starts. Komet, yeah, I'm nervous about Komet, but I think I would rather play Komet than a Keenan Allen or than a Rome Adun. It's going to be ugly, very ugly game. It's all going to be based on the matchups on who you're starting in the Bears, except for Swift. If you got him, it's such a great matchup that I feel like you kind of blindly start him. Next game on the slate, we got the 49ers going over to Tampa to take on those Bucks. A lot of great things going on for the 49ers matchup-wise, because they've had nothing but injuries and headaches going as far as, like, their team goes. Brock Purdy, I'm going to say start him. Bucks have been giving up a crazy amount of points to quarterbacks. We don't know if Christian McCaffrey's coming back. The coaching staff made it seem like he's not coming back this week. So let's just leave him on the back burner, and hopefully he comes back next week to us. Jordan Mason, he should be solid. The Bucks, they are like a tale of two teams. They were really, really stout at defending the run in the beginning of the season. It has not been that way over the last couple weeks. So I will start Jordan Mason. If Debo plays, I will play Debo. It sucks because, as of right now, we just know that he was hurt going into their bye week. Same with Juwan Man Jennings. So I'm not going to say start him or Ricky. But you know who I will start? I will start Mr. George Kittle because he's the man.
He's the man.
And the Bucs, they're giving up extreme booty to the tight end. So we're starting George Kittle and Brock Purdy with all kinds of confidence. Jordan Mason, all kinds of confidence. And then we got to see the practice injury reports for Debo and Juwan Man. But I feel like if Debo plays, I'm playing him blindly in this game. The Bucs are all banged up in the secondary. And now let's jump over to the home team. I'm super nervous about playing any of the Bucs this week. The one thing that we can hope for from the Bucs is garbage time, because their defense has been so bad that San Fran should be able to put up some points, and that's going to force them to keep on throwing. So I will say, for that reason, super flex, we're starting Baker Mayfield for sure. Single QB, it's going to depend on the options that you have, but I'm leaning on starting him. 49ers, they used to be great at defending the running backs. They haven't been that good. They've been middle of the road. It's not like they're horrible against defending the run. But because of that, depending on your options at running back, Rashad White and Bucky, I would be willing to play them, both of them. Both more RB2s or like flex guys, but still willing to fire them both up. I don't want to play any of the wide receivers unless we get some news about Mike Evans. Everything has just been very, very spread around from Baker, and he throws it to the running backs a lot, and he throws it to the tight end a lot. And so even though the 49ers defend the tight end very, very well, the guy who I'm willing to start here would be K-Dot. He's just getting so much volume. And if Mike Evans doesn't play, he's going to get an insane amount of volume. And even if Mike Evans does play, I feel like he keeps his insane amount of value because McMillan, Trey Palmer, Sterling Shepard, those guys, they don't demand the ball. They are not that good to where they demand the ball. You know, Cade Otton, he's a mismatch out there. So he's actually like the best matchup, even though on paper versus the 49ers is not that good. So let's see what happens. All right, now we got an AFC West matchup. The Broncos take it on the Chiefs. It is going to be bad for the Broncos. The Chiefs give up like no points to quarterbacks. So I don't even want to start Bo Nix. They give up like nothing to wide receivers. So I don't want to start Cortland Sutton, Lil Jordan Humphrey, or Troy Franklin. If you are desperate, I'll say maybe Cortland Sutton. I don't know how desperate you have to be to play Javonte or Estime in this game or McLaughlin. You have to be so desperate because the Chiefs have literally been shutting down every single running back that plays against them. So I'm kind of just blindly wanting to sit every single Broncos player out there. Maybe Cortland Sutton you play, like I said, maybe that's about it. Adam Trautman, maybe, but I don't even want to take the shot on him. The only position that the Chiefs have been giving up points to is the tight end. And outside of Cade Otton, they pretty much shut down the teams the 2 weeks before that. So they've been pretty money at defending the tight end since their bye outside of Cade Otton. So I'm just leaning on kind of blindly sitting everybody here. It's going to be bad for the Broncos. Now to the home team, Patrick Mahomes. I'm leaning on playing now that he's got D-Hop out there. The Broncos are a bad matchup for quarterbacks, just like they're a bad matchup for wide receivers also. But the last couple weeks, they haven't been defending the wide receiver like they had the weeks before. So I'm going to say DeAndre Hopkins, let's start him. Kareem Hunt, I'm going to start him. Broncos, you can get some points on the ground from them. And Travis Kelce, we're just always starting Travis Kelce even in the bad matchups. And this one's a decent matchup. Let's start all of our Chiefs. Here we go. We got an AFC matchup between the Bills and the Colts. I know that it's really tough for quarterbacks to play in Indianapolis, but we're going to start Josh Allen. I'll just go out on a limb. We'll start him. James Cook, got to start him versus the Colts. Now, we got issues with the wide receivers over here. If Cooper plays, yeah, I'll play him. Keon Coleman plays. I might play him. I know he's not practicing today. That was the early news. Shakir, I don't know. Maybe. Shakir hasn't been as good as he was at the beginning of the season. Just a little bit nervous about any of those guys. Josh Allen does a great job of spreading the ball. And the matchup is so good for tight ends that I will start Kincaid. As you know, Kincaid is not a blind start for me. It's all based on the matchups, but this is an amazing matchup for him. For the season, Colts are giving up the second most points to tight ends, and over the last 3 weeks, they've been giving up a ton of booty to the tight end. So yeah, Dalton Kincaid, feel free to roll him out there this week. Let's jump over to the Colts. They've announced that Joe Flacco is going to be the starter the rest of the way. So Anthony Richardson, this one is for you. Told you guys. Nervous about starting Joe Flacco. I'm leaning on sitting him, even though the Bills, they have been giving up a little bit more points to the quarterbacks and wide receivers over the last few weeks, leaning on sitting him unless you're in super flex and kind of in desperate need. Jonathan Taylor, I will start though, because the Bills, the one thing that they have been giving up is points to the running backs. Michael Pittman Jr., Josh Downs, Alec Pierce, leaning on sitting all of them. The Bills cornerbacks, they do a great job of shutting down wide receivers. And I'm sure we might get into some fluky stuff here, but I'm just leaning on sitting all of these guys. I'm not saying I will not say to start them. It all depends on your options, though. And Mo Ali Small.
It's usually long, Rufus, but it's a little cold out here. You understand?
We're just going to leave him on the bench this week. I think it's going to be a very ugly week for the Colts at home. Next game on the slate here, we got the Steelers off the bye taking on the Commanders. A little bit nervous for the Steelers here because the Commanders, their defense has been stepping it up over the last couple weeks. They got Marshawn Lattimore over there. I know he's not practicing today and he just got there, but still, I feel like he's going to be an upgrade no matter how much he plays in this week. So Russ, will I start him? It might be dangerous, but I feel like I'm going to start him.
It's too much of us is dangerous. So dangerous. We're so dangerous. My flip phone squad is dangerous.
I will start Najee against the Commandos. I really don't want to play Jaylen Warren. And George Pickens, I will play just because I feel like the volume is going to be there. Mike Williams, Van Jefferson, nah. Maybe Calvin Austin, but hopefully Mike Williams being there doesn't eliminate Calvin Austin from being on the field as much as he has been. And the one position that the Commanders were defending the best was the tight end. I mean, 3 out of the last 4 weeks, not really so much. And last week, Theo Huxtable-Johnson, he definitely got off. But I'm going to lean on sitting Pat Freiermuth. He's more of a fringe like start for me. All these tight ends suck, man. You know, it's so hard saying which ones are going to hit and not hit. And I don't think it's going to be Freiermuth this week. Okay, now to the Commandos. Let's see if they can catch the Steelers with their pants down. I'm going to keep saying that joke until I get a laugh out of you guys in the comments. The positions that the Steelers defend the best, quarterbacks and wide receivers. But I also feel like Jaden Daniels and Terry McLaurin have turned into must-start TV. So I'm still going to lean on starting those guys unless you somehow have better options. Brian Thomas Jr., he said he's going to practice today. If he plays, I'm playing him. I might even consider playing Austin Eckler because one of the only ways that you can move the ball on the Steelers a lot is with the running backs. So I will say B-Rob the Mob, Brian Robinson Jr. is an RB2, and I'll say Eckler is more of like a flex guy. Not messing with any of the other wide receivers besides Terry. And this week might be like the last week that I play Zach Ertz with any kind of confidence because the Steelers do not defend the tight end that well. So I will say start Zach Ertz, but it is going to get ugly for him over the next few weeks. So start him this week, but get ready to have him on your bench for weeks and weeks. The schedule is ugly. All right, we got the Vikings going over to Florida to take on the Jacksonville Jaguars. Jaguars are such a good matchup for every single position, so this is going to be very easy. Sam Darnold, start him. Aaron Jones, start him. Justin Jefferson, start him. Jordan Addison, start him. He's a flex. Jalen Naylor, flex. Start him. TJ Hockenson, start him. Very, very easy when you pay the Jaguars. Just start everybody. Now let's jump over to the home team. And oh, man, we're starting off with Sunshine.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
I'll play him if I'm super desperate, but that's about it. For the running backs, the Vikings have been shutting down running backs. Look at what they did to Jonathan Taylor last week. So, yeah, I don't want to play any of the running backs. ETN, Bigsby, we're just leaving him on the bench. I'm super nervous to play Brian Thomas Jr. because if he is shadowed by Byron Murphy Jr., it is going to be very ugly for him. But I will say go ahead and start BTJ. We're not starting Gabe or Parker Washington. No, no, no. And I will start Evan Ingram. He's just getting too much volume to where even in not so good matchups, he's going to volume his way into a high floor of points. So we're going to play Evan Ingram here. But yeah, this game is ugly and I'm trying to avoid the Jags where I can. That is for sure. Next game on the slate, we got an NFC South game between the Falcons and the Saints. This game is taking place in New Orleans. No Marshawn Lattimore for the Saints anymore. Tough matchup, but I'm leaning on starting Kirk. I'm going to start London and Mooney, assuming London plays. I'm going to play Bijan because the Saints really have not been able to hold down the running backs. And Kyle Pitts. I'm a little bit nervous, but I am going to start him in this matchup. The Saints have not defended the tight end all that well. Look what Jatavion Sanders did to them last week, just for one quick example. We're firing up a lot of guys on this side of the ball. Now to the home team, the Saints. And the Falcons, they've been a little bit better on defense. I will start Derek Carr, though. Now, this is assuming that Olave plays. If Olave does not play because he did get the concussion, I'm just kind of leaning on sitting everybody except for Alvin Kamara and Taysom Hill. I know that Taysom Hill isn't a traditional tight end, But one of the positions that the Falcons have been giving up the most points to is the tight end. So maybe if you're feeling lucky, you played Juwanna Man Johnson. I don't know if you're feeling that lucky, though. But Taysom Hill, just the way they give him the ball in the red zone and stuff, I like his opportunity. And Kamara's just doing so good that we are not sitting him. The Falcons, they're giving up like the seventh least points to running backs. But over the last 3 weeks, that has not been the case. You take away their first three games, and it is a completely different story on what has happened. So fire up Kamara.
All right, all right, all right. Fire him up!
All right, next game on the slate, we got the Titans going over to LA to play the Chargers. And boy, is it going to be a tough matchup for the Titans. Chargers, after their bye, they have been very, very solid. Now, we don't know if it's going to be Will Levis or Mason Rudolph, but I'm just going to assume it's going to be Mason Rudolph because Levis sucks. Whoever it is, we're sitting him. Tony Pollard. In this matchup, I want to sit him. The Chargers have given up like nothing on the ground since their bye week. Calvin Ridley, I'm just leaning on sitting him in this game. The Chargers have been pretty stout against the wide receivers. And if it's Asante Samuel Jr. that's covering him, it's just going to be very, very annoying. Now, someone that I will play in a dart throw flex capacity will be Nick Westbrook-Ikhine. Because of Calvin Ridley and Tony Pollard and everybody, he is just getting wide open in the end zone. So I will start him again in dart throw flex capacity.
Flex capacitor.
We're not starting Boyd. We're not starting Chig. Outside of Westbrook-Ikhine, it's been pretty ugly over there. Tony Pollard, if you are very desperate for a flex, I would start him. Now to the Chargers side of things. The way that Justin Herbert played last week, I want to start him. Titans have defended the quarterback in a couple good games, but more often than not, they're giving up some good points to the quarterbacks. J.K. Dobbins, not a good matchup for him, but I will start him. Titans have been very susceptible to the run over the last couple weeks, so J.K. Dobbins were playing with all kinds of confidence. Now, here's where it gets a little bit sticky, because Ladd McConkey and Quentin Johnston and Josh Palmer, I feel like all of these guys are like flex plays. Like, none of them, I feel like super confident that they're like a locked and loaded starter on my fantasy team, but I do feel like the Chargers are going to be throwing the ball. We don't know about L'Jarius Sneed. If L'Jarius Sneed is not there, it makes me almost like every one of these guys. Let's say L'Jarius Sneed does play, then I am a little bit nervous. Ladd will start. Quentin Johnston will start. Josh Palmer leaning as a sit. And then Will Disley leaning as a sit as well. All righty, we got the Jets taking on the Cardinals in Arizona. We're starting with the Jets side of things. I'm going to play Aaron Rodgers. The person I'm nervous about is Breece. The Cardinals have been defending the running backs very, very well. The only guy in the last five games who actually had a really good game against him is A-Chain. Remember what he did. So Breece, I feel like we still got to start him, but I'm super nervous though. Garrett Wilson and Davante Adams, I'm just going to lean on playing both of them. And I'm going to sit Tyler Conklin because the Cardinals have been defending the tight end very, very well over the last couple weeks. Rodgers, Garrett Wilson, Adams, locked and loaded. Breece, I'm nervous, but we're still starting them. And now to the Cardinals side of things. Ooh, it is going to be ugly. I'm leaning on sitting Kyler. Jets have been very good at defending the quarterbacks. I'm going to play James Conner because I feel like he just deserves to be started at this point. But if you have better options, feel free to start them. The Jets, they have not been a good matchup for the running backs. Marvin Harrison Jr., Michael Wilson, Greg Dortch, I'm sitting all of them. Cannot play any one of them with any kind of confidence. If Sauce ends up sticking Marvin Harrison Jr., he's in for a very, very long, bad day. The only guy that I'm going to start with any kind of confidence, and I don't care about the matchup anymore, is Trey McBride. He's just earned it, man. Even in their really bad matchups, like, he volumes his way into a lot of points. So Trey McBride, if you have him, you just play him at this point. If you have a better tight end, props to you. But everybody else probably doesn't have a better one than Trey McBride. We're just starting him blindly moving forward. There's no other option for a Trey McBride. He's been too good. Too much volume. We got a barn burner of a matchup coming up. An NFC East matchup that people are going to be writing about for years and years to come. Probably what they thought when they originally scheduled this game. But as of right now, it's probably going to be very, very ugly. I'm starting with the Eagles side of things. Hurts, we're going to start him. Feel like we got to. AJ Brown's hurt, though. So you got to make sure that you're here listening for the updates throughout the week. AJ Brown plays, we're playing them. Devonta Smith plays, we're playing them. Now, one of the weird things, here's the weirdest thing that I saw when I'm looking at matchups and looking at how good teams have been doing against different positions. The Cowboys, since week one, every other game, they end up shutting down the wide receivers for whatever reason. Week one, shut down the wide receivers. Week three, shut them down. Week five, shut them down. There was a bye week in week seven. They still shut down the wide receivers in week eight. If it plays out the way that it's been playing out on paper, that means that the Cowboys are going to completely shut down the Eagles wide receivers this week. This is one trend that I think ends this week, and I think the Eagles wide receivers do the thing. Saquon. Of course, Saquon is going to do his thing against the Cowboys. Let's hope that he's okay. I know he got hurt at the end of the game, so let's hope and cross our fingers that he is good to go because it's a primo matchup for him. Dallas Goedert, we just got to see what's going on. I don't want to start any of the tight ends over there, but if A.J. Brown misses for whatever reason, that's going to make me change my tune altogether. So if A.J. Brown misses, I would end up playing the tight end because I don't want to start any of the other wide receivers over there outside of A.J. and Devonta Smith. Now to the Cowboys side of things, and I know that it might not seem like it, but the Eagles have been a really horrible matchup for offensive players over the last couple weeks. Things have changed since the beginning of the season. They're giving up like the fifth least points to quarterbacks. So we're not starting Cooper Rush unless you are absolutely desperate in a super flex or even a three QB league. Eagles are giving up the second least amount of points to running backs. So that's like really horrible for Rico Dowdle. Only play him if you are desperate because it should be a decent volume play, but it's going to be bad. Now the Eagles for the season, they're giving up like the 10th least amount of points to the wide receivers. But over the last 4 weeks since their bye, they're actually giving up the least amount of points to the wide receivers. If Lamb plays, I feel like we're going to play him no matter what. Let's just hope that he doesn't play this week to injure himself more. And then we could just blindly sit every single Cowboys player this week because this is not going to be good. Now, when it comes to the tight end and Jake Fergie, the Eagles for the season giving up the third least amount of points to the tight ends. Since their bye week, they've given up the seventh least points. Week six and seven, though, they completely shut down the tight ends. So I really don't want to play Jake Ferguson. I really don't want to play anybody on the Cowboys this week. It's going to be all bad. Yes, we have made it all the way to Sunday Night Football. Lions going over to Texas to play those dang Texans. And I bet on paper, like when this match was made in the beginning of the year, this is going to be a chef's kiss of a Sunday Night Football. And now, with the Texans being all depleted, probably not. So the positions that the Texans defend very well are the running backs and the tight end. So I really don't want to play Laporta. It sucks. I probably will play Monty and Gibbs still, just out of necessity. We got four teams on bye. And even though it's a bad matchup, I feel like those guys get so much volume, we kind of have to do it. I will play Jared Goff, and I will play Amon-Ra. Kind of nervous about everybody else. Yeah, I'm just not even going to mess with it. So Jared Goff, Amon-Ra, we're starting with all kinds of confidence. David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs, volume plays, and I feel like we just got to start them. I'm doing my best to sit Sam Laporta where I can. The Texans have been very, very stingy against the tight end. Now to the home team. I am so nervous about playing Texans this week. I'm going to play Joe Mixon, but man, the Lions are giving up like bottom 5 points to running back, so it's not a good matchup. Lions are also one of the best against defending the tight end, so I don't want to play Dalton Schultz at all. I feel like CJ Stroud, I would almost sit even though I want to play Tank Dell because I feel like whatever CJ Stroud has, like 85% of it's going to go to Tank Dell, so it could still be a good performance for Tank because there's nobody else for him to throw to, but I just think overall it's probably not going to be a good game for CJ, so I'm leaning on sitting CJ and I'm going to play Tank, and Tank and Joe Mixon are really the only ones who I will play with any kind of confidence. Got a lot of confidence in Tank. I got enough confidence in Joe Mixon to make sure that I start him, but it's a horrible matchup for him. Yes, we've done it. We made it to everybody's favorite time of the week, Monday Night Football. We got the Dolphins taking on the Rams. I'm not excited about this game, let me tell you. The Rams, the only position they've been giving up a crazy amount of points to is the tight ends. And it sucks because we got Jonnu Smith that we're talking about over here. But I guess I'll start Jonnu. I feel like I can't sit A-Chain anymore no matter what. So we're going to play A-Chain. But now it comes to Tua and Tyreek and Waddle. Man, I miss those days when we can just say start Tua, start Hill, start Waddle. Now we can't. Everything is matchup based. And it's like middle of the road, like matchup for them on paper. So I'm going to say start Tua, start Tyreek, start Waddle. But if you have any questions about these guys, throw the other options that you have in the comments and I'll let you know if I would start those guys in your specific situation or not. Now to the home team, the Rams. So if we were talking about this matchup with the Dolphins a couple weeks ago, everything is just really bad for the Dolphins. Like as far as like you deploying anybody but the running backs, the running backs are always a good play versus them. So I'm going to say start Kyren Williams to start this. Now, they were shutting down quarterbacks and wide receivers more in the first half of the season than they have really in the last couple weeks. So I'm not as worried about starting Stafford versus them. I'd say start him. And we got to hear what's going on with Kupp and Puka. But I'm just going to say start them on Monday Night Football. Hopefully you get to Monday night and you really don't need that many points. And these guys just put the icing on the cake for you. Throw the cherry on top. To Marcus Robinson, only if you are desperate would I start him as a flex. But I do like him over a lot of random flex plays that we could have because they're always focusing on somebody else, the defense that is. So he ends up just being like wide open in the end zone. Kobe Parkinson, I'm going to lean on sitting him. The Dolphins have been pretty stingy against the tight end. So yeah, we're just not going to mess with it. Made it all the way to the end. Hit that like button and subscribe if you have not hit it yet. Much appreciated. Check out the waiver wire videos that are popping up at the end of this. Turn on the notifications because I go live damn near every day and you guys want to be here because you can ask your questions and I will answer them. I do my best to answer every single question that comes in, something unlike any other YouTube creator does. And if you guys need another league to join, I got a league that you can join where we start drafting in January of 2025. So just 2 months away. I host NFL playoff leagues. They are super fun. 12 teams, $20 buy-in, $35 buy-in, $55 buy-in. 55! It's a 3-week battle royale. Super, super fun. If you want to stay in the loop, go to 420crew.com. You can join for free. I recommend joining as a paid member. You'll get a lot of important information and access to all the group chats. 420crew.com. Go check it out. Go join for free if nothing else. And then go to fantasyfootballhustler.com. That will take you to my site where it has links to everywhere that you can find me on the internet. All the different social medias, the different podcast platforms. We got the merch website on there, 420crewmerch.com. Got some other sponsor links on there. If you want to go get a discount on some cool stuff and click on one of the videos that are popping up right now, guys. And we'll see you at the next live stream. Good luck.
Dreaming of blissful summer days and creamy popsicles? Capture sun-drenched memories with the Orange Vanilla Dream Hydration Multiplier from Liquid IV. Just one stick and 16 ounces of water can help hydrate you better than water alone. Live your summer dream with Liquid IV. Tear, pour, live more. Go to liquidiv.com and get 20% off your first order with code INDULGE20 at checkout.